This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
93 XRT. Just a minute after 8 o'clock in the morning, it's time to find out what's going on here with the news. Mary Dixon.
Nashville's mayor is calling for comprehensive gun reform hours after a central Illinois man used an AR-15 rifle to kill four people at a restaurant. He ran away and is the subject of an intense manhunt around Nashville. Travis Reinking is from Morton near Peoria. Police revoked his firearms card and gave his weapons to his father after Reinking was arrested for trying to get into the White House last summer. The dad admitted to Tazewell County deputies he'd given the weapons back to his son. A Dalton police detective is hospitalized after an ambush and robbery attempt early this morning in the Southside Chatham neighborhood. Police are looking for two people. A group calling itself Smash White Supremacy Chicago paid tribute at Ida B. Wells' grave in Oakwood Cemetery on the South Side yesterday. They were there to protest another memorial staged by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Net neutrality may hold for a little while at least. The FCC's changes to Obama-era rules would give internet service providers the right to slow or block web traffic or charge fees for quicker delivery. Nearly two dozen state attorneys general have filed suit to block it, which staves off today's implementation. Professor Alexander Kogan says he's sorry. The man who developed the app used by Cambridge Analytica to scrape the personal data of 87 million Facebook users for the Trump campaign says he didn't think it was a big deal at the time, but he's since changed his mind. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have had their third baby. Kensington Palace reports Prince William was present as his wife Kate delivered an 8-pound, 7-ounce boy who will be the fifth in line to the throne. It's 8:03 on XRT. The Cubs are off today after beating the Rockies 9-7. They are heading to Cleveland, I believe. The White Sox lost to the Astros 7-1. They're going to Cleveland, right?
Yeah, they got a day off, and then Tuesday they face the Indians.
The Sox got swept tonight. They host the Seattle Mariners. Partly sunny today, high in the low 60s, cooler by the lake. Chance of rain tonight, low in the mid-40s, and tomorrow cloudy with a chance of rain and a high in the upper 50s. It's 45 at the lake, 49 at Midway, and 47 degrees at O'Hare.
Well, if there is going to be the rapture today, as
which
some people,
a numerologist has predicted.
He's got a very poor record of predictions, and he's made predictions in the past, haven't.
Again, how many times have we done an end-of-the-world show?
We've done a few end-of-the-world shows. All I'm saying is, if the rapture is coming today, it would really help me out if it happened in the next 2 or 3 minutes, because I got a song for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.